Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week, what's all the buzz about the bee waggle dance?
Hello. I was watching a programme on television the other day about bees and how they do a wee dance to tell the other bees where the flowers are. Now, I was talking about this with my friend the other night and about evolution, and neither of us could think of a way that the bee dance might have evolved in very small steps, if you know what I mean. Could you shed any light on that for us, please? Thank you very much.
Honeybees perform a little dance to tell their nest mates where to find food. So what is it that makes this happen?
I'm Andy Barron. I'm a lecturer in the Department of Brain Behaviour and Evolution at Macquarie University. So how did the waggle dance evolve? When a forager bee has found good food, she comes back to the hive, she performs a waggle dance, and these movements in the dance very precisely and symbolically represent the direction and the distance to the food source. And then other bees are following that dancer, and they read those directional specific movements, and then they head out of the hive and go and find the food. Now, what we know is that performing the dance and reading the dance is entirely instinctive. So we have to infer that this whole complex symbolic communication system is somehow programmed by the honeybee genome. Now, how a genome programs behavior with this level of complexity, I have absolutely no idea, and I don't think anybody has any idea. But there's 9 honeybee species, and the dances of the dwarf honeybees, Apis florea, these are the most primitive honeybees, they have less complex directional information than the European honeybee, the honeybee that we're familiar with. And maybe over millions of years, this alerting signal was refined to add more spatially specific information, and over time, you get something as advanced and symbolic as the waggle dance. But again, look, as to how the bee genome and how the bee brain have been modified by the evolutionary process to give bees this dance language, look, really, we still have absolutely no idea. But it's a great question. It is an absolutely fantastic question.
The genomics aspect is yet to be determined, but we can guess at the stages of the bee dance evolution.
My name is Jürgen Tautz, and I'm heading the bee group at the University of Würzburg in Germany. The recruitment of nestmates to food source is very important in all social insects. Most primitive, we find this represented in bumblebees, where forager bumblebees, after returning to the nest, simply are just alarming their nestmates to give them the simple message, I found something interesting to go for, but there's no information whatsoever about the location. The next step then we find in stingless bees, so experienced bees which know where to go, and non-experienced bees leave the nest together and they arrived at the desired location in groups. And then we find in the honeybees this dance language where bees inside the nest tell their nestmates through this dancing movement about the geographical location. And between the stingless bee recruitment and the honeybee recruitment, there's really a big gap in evolution. The reason why I think that the dance language, as we find it in honeybees, has evolved in honeybees and not like in bumblebees or in stingless bees, has also to do with the precision of the nests they are building. The combs make the surfaces on which the dance is performed, and these combs are extremely irregular. They hang absolutely perpendicular, so the direction of gravity inside the nest can be used as a direction of reference. Bumble nests are very sloppy, and stingless bees nests, they are also not very regular, so there would not have been the opportunity to evolve such a language in this other closely related species.
Perhaps it was the arrival of a tidy nest that allowed the bee waggle dance to evolve in the first place. You need a good dance floor before you can do the bee lairo. Sorry. But it's the vertical combs that allow bees to relate to gravity as a direction finder. Sometime in the future, it is hoped that we'll know how bee genes affect behaviour. Now, from positive evolution to something we might consider as negative evolution.
Hi, this is Steve. Hello from Dubai. A good friend and I were talking the other day about a possible reversal of natural selection in today's world. She theorised that with modern society as it is, highly skilled, intelligent people are either having less children or putting it off altogether due to time constraints and lifestyle choices. Leaving those, while trying to put it nicely, less intellectually gifted, the job of providing the bulk of population growth. but is there any scientific evidence to back it up?
Is it all about the breeders? Do we need to start a Cambridge University breeding programme? Let us know what you think on our forum, where you can discuss your ideas for all to see at thenakedscientist.com/forum or email us, chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.